I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Kirsten Dunst calling out Tobey Maguire, aka Spider-Man himself. But before we do that, I'm going to play a commercial I did for Dizzle. As you know, we got the Dizzle Rap Challenge. And so I did my own little Dizzle rap, you know, because as you know, Dizzle is a sponsor of the Paul Pickett Podcast, as a good friend and mentor owns a third of Dizzle. And shouts out to Livio, who owns a third of Dizzle as well, and Mike Dizzle, who actually created Dizzle, who owns the other third of Dizzle. So let's get into it. And I'm going to actually post a short later of the Dizzle Rap Challenge that my guy Little Rock Obama out in Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, that I basically brought to the table for Dizzle. He's the Dizzle ambassador out there for Arkansas. So I'm going to post a short for the Dizzle brand Rap Challenge as well. And basically, this is my little Dizzle rap. Let's go. Hey, what's good? Yeah, let me get that Dizzle on Ice and that Mango Tango. Oh, how much is that? All right, thank you. Do you Dizzle? One of my favorite beats of all time right here.
Drinking on Dizzle. This is the lifestyle of the rich and the famous, like Robin Leach.
You
can catch me drinking at Dizzle
on the beach.
Or Dizzle Loco when I want to turn up the heat. I see them strawberry skies and they look so sweet. I was drinking on the sangria just last week. Today I think I have a Dizzle apple martini. Neat. Damn, I love me some Dizzle brand. Premium luxury liqueur. And I stayed on tour, but the show's almost over. I'm the man of the hour, give me a shower power. And I end it with a mimosa. I started from the red bottom and now I'm here. Dizzle brand, what can I say? This is all year. We get the cash like Tango with the mango. And ain't no thing, yo. To be precise, my life is gonna be nice. As long as I got my Dizzle on ice.
Aight. That's right, Dizzle. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's beverage, must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And below that is actual locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Little Rock, here we come. All right, so let's get into it. Kirsten Dunst calling out Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. Let's see what he got to say.
Cringe Batman, or Holy should cringe. I say Spider-Man, Kirsten Dunst, who plays Mary Jane in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy, is going completely off the rails in the most ridiculous meltdown imaginable, completely stabbing her own co-star, Tobey Maguire, in the back in the most ridiculous way that she can. So we're going to get into this whole crazy story because we continue to see so many of these different actresses coming out of the woodwork to complain and whine when they aren't getting paid as much as their male co-stars, and this is yet another one of these situations. Definitely, the men were getting paid more. Kirsten Dunst hated Spider-Man co-star Tobey Maguire as he was paid more than
figure.
This is so ridiculous. So ridiculous on so many levels. I can't even begin to explain this to her exactly how.
You know, before I let him go in, all I'm going to say is the movie isn't called Spider-Man's Fucking Girlfriend. It's not called Spider-Man's girlfriend or Spider-Man's boo or her Spider-Man's bae or Spider-Man's side piece or Spider-Man's wifey. It's called Spider-Man. That's the name of the movie. All right, let's go.
This type of thing works out, you know, because obviously the movie is called what?
Spider-Man.
And Tobey Maguire, who does he play? Spider-Man. So obviously he's going to be paid so much more than you are. Not only that, but I mean, if you look at some of the other male co-stars, like some of the villains, you know, James Franco as...
You know what? Before he goes in, that's another thing. The villain definitely should get paid more than Spider-Man's boo.
As Harry and all of that stuff, they're all much more prominent in the film than she is. She doesn't really have much of a role, to be honest, in the movies beyond just, you know, being the super annoying girlfriend character. And so we're going to get into this and see what she has to say here. So looking back to when Kirsten Dunst was 19 and a Spider-Man producer asked her to get her teeth fixed, that wasn't the plan, at least not until the car arrived at the dentist's office. Dunst had all the qualities that producers were looking for: talent, youth, and beauty. She's poised on the verge of stardom and getting ready to play Mary Jane, Peter Parker's charming love interest in the $130 million comic book adaptation. Unless you're a woman, great power also comes with great responsibility. Responsibility and a big paycheck. Men are given a higher economic value than women, which is one of this these guy, issues and has received more attention in recent years. Do we need to break down exactly how economics work for all of these people? Like, come on, people. Like,
you know what? Before he breaks it down, she's a 5 or a 6 at best. Maybe even a 4. She's not even that hot. Like my homeboy was saying, man, like, Hollywood makes somebody makes a lot of these white chicks look better than they actually are, man. Let's keep it moving.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Of course, these people don't seem to just understand how, like, capitalism works. And
of course,
the fact
they don't.
Is that, you know, if you have more value in your work, not as a human being, you know, at your base level, but as what you are bringing to your work, you're obviously going to be paid more. That is why, you know, people in sports get paid so much, because of, you know, what they draw in for sports. It's the same thing with celebrities as well. Like, this isn't complicated stuff. Speaking out about pay disparities on the Spider-Man set.
Yeah, it doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist to doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this shit out. Tell him Josiah Rises. Let's go.
Kirsten Dunst claims that Tobey Maguire received a higher salary than she did
for the
2002 comic book blockbuster. Oh no! The 39-year-old actress claimed to The Independent that there was a very extreme pay disparity between her and Spider-Man. I didn't even think about it, but you know who was on the cover of the second Spider-Man poster? Spider-Man and me. Okay, but who had way more screen time than you did? Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. She said, when I was young, I thought, oh, wow, I'm getting paid.
You know what? Hold up. I got to stop real quick. And I gotta bring it out some. You were on the poster? Woo! Whoopee fucking do. Let's keep it moving.
Paid a lot of money for the Spider-Man movies, but definitely the men were getting paid more. However, Dunst would still be able to reprise a part in a potential reboot despite the pay gap. I would do it. Why not? Of course you would. You know, it's money. It's a lot of money. We've seen
Spider-Man.
This happen so much where these actresses that start to fall into irrelevancy or aren't really the same sexy young version of themselves that they used to be, they then start to bring out all of these different complaints out of nowhere when they really had no problem when they were in the golden age of their
success. Kirsten Dunst was average at best.
And Kirsten Dunst is yet another one of these actresses that is doing this. So, with all that being said, let me know what you think about all this in the comments below. What do you think about what Kirsten Dunst has to say here about Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man? Hope you guys enjoyed. Leave a like, subscribe, and I'll talk to you all in another video very soon. Holy!
You know, this is the thing. If she was that great of an actor, actress, I don't even know what the politically correct term is now. I guess it's actor. then she would be like headlining her own movies. You know why most cats are like the box office headliners? Because their movies sell the best, or they're better actors, or they just command more attention. You know, she's average at best. She's delusional. Like, why the hell, if the movie's called Spider-Man and I'm playing Spider-Man, hell no, nobody else better be getting the same amount of money as me. I'm the free. I mean, you know what people don't realize in this world is there's levels to this shit. Meek Mill said it best. He didn't understand it himself, but he said it best. There's levels to the shit. There's always going to be levels to the shit, no matter what you're into. It's like he was saying with basketball. You know, why is, you know, certain cats got these big, the biggest contracts? Because they brought more value to the game. Whether it was ticket sales or jersey sales or winning. You know, because that's the main three things that you can bring value to the game. Ticket sales, jersey sales, and winning. If you think sitting on the bench and not selling no jerseys and not selling no tickets and not winning any games brings any value in the NBA, then you're sadly fucking mistaken. And that's the thing. Maybe I'm sexist when I say this, but there's not a lot of movies I would go see with a female's headlining. Like all those movies that Scarlett Johansson did where she was the headliner, they're not really that good. They're not really that good. They're average or below average. I don't like most of the best female actors don't really headline. They're not really headliners. And which is fine. Like, look at a cat like Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson is like the best of both worlds. He could be a headliner, or he could just be a team player. And I would argue Samuel Jackson is the number one team player in Hollywood. He is the team player in Hollywood. I mean, Samuel Jackson has had the smallest roles in movies to where he was the only black dude in Goodfellas. was the guy Robin McDowell's in Coming to America. He played like some computer security guy in Jurassic Park. I mean, he wasn't even, you know what was crazy? Like, Samuel Jackson was probably the best actor in Jurassic Park. And he wasn't even a headliner. He wasn't even a headliner. The dude that had headliner, I can't even think of his name right now. He's a good actor, but he ain't no Samuel Jackson, you know? Kirsten Dunst, yeah, man. Like, pump the brakes here, man. Pump the brakes. Movie's not called Spider-Man's Bitch, Spider-Man's Ho, Spider-Man's Bae, Spider-Man's Boo, Spider-Man's Side Piece Wifey, or any of that shit. It's called Spider-Man, Spider-Man. So, yeah. I'm with Josiah Rises on this. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.